All right, this is Jace with the Comic Source coming to you once again live from the floor of San Diego Comic-Con. I'm here with Marvel concept artist Andy. Andy Park, it's great to see you, man.
Hey, it's good to see you.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
We were just talking about, I don't think we've seen each other or had you on the show since Doctor Strange was about to come out.
That was a while ago.
Right? Yep. And now we've had like Guardians of the Galaxy, two of those. We've had Ant-Man and the Wasp just came out. Avengers.
Thor Ragnarok.
Avengers Infinity War.
Yep.
So, let me ask you. You still loving it?
Yes, I've been working at Marvel Studios for the past 8 years, and I still love it as much as the first day I worked there back in 2010.
Yeah, why don't you let our listeners know, some that may not be familiar, what exactly a concept art, what does that mean, that you're a concept artist?
Concept artists in the visual development department at Marvel Studios, our main job is to design the characters. So a lot of times that entails like costumes, but a lot of times it's helmets, it's the, if it's a CG character like Iron Man or Hulk or even Hela, a lot of components of her, then that it's a VFX kind of character. So we mainly design the characters, and the other part of our job is we do keyframe illustrations. Keyframe illustrations are pivotal story moments depicting a pivotal moment in any given movie. So we're in the very beginning of the movie making process. A lot of times, even before there's a script, sometimes even before there's a director, certainly before there's like set actors, unless it's like a sequel or something. And then we illustrate those key illustrations, those moments, to help inspire the whole production and to kind of get everyone on the same page of the direction that everyone wants to go towards.
Yeah, and I feel like it's such an important part of the development process, because for the actors to be able to see what their character's going to look like then informs their decision on how am I going to portray this.
Yeah.
So it's really the foundation of the film, right?
Yeah, everything we're doing is just to help visualize. Yeah, everyone, when you read a book, everyone has their own idea of what a character will look like or what a story moment would look like, but we're here to help visualize that so that everyone can kind of say yes, like this is the direction we want to go, to kind of put everyone on the same page.
And did you ever think it would last this long and be this big for so long?
It's one of those things that you can never really expect, like you knew that they were doing something special, but starting from the first Iron Man, but and then you knew they were leading up to Avengers, but you couldn't predict what was going to happen. So, we're at Marvel Studios' 10-year anniversary, 20 films in. You can never predict that it'll be where they are now.
It's
amazing. Hitting $2 billion at box office for Infinity War.
Yeah,
it's
and
crazy.
For some old school comic guys like us who grew up reading them, 12-year-old me is just in heaven. I never thought I'd see these big budget, like great production value heroes that I read as a kid on the big screen.
The fact that we have a sequel to the Ant-Man character, that is just a testament to like where Marvel has gone and how far they can take these characters, these obscure characters, and just bring them into the pop culture and make them like a mainstay now. That it's a household name. Everyone knows who Ant-Man is now. Everyone knows who Groot and Rocket, who they are.
Exactly. Well, listeners, I really want to encourage you to follow Andy on social media.
Yep. Everything is Andy Park Art on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook.
Yeah, and you can, on your website, you have prints there.
No prints.
So, got to catch them at a show. I really encourage you to go check out the art. It's amazing work. It's beautiful. These characters you love on the big screen, this is the guy right here.
Awesome.
So, hope you have a great rest of the show. Andy, thanks for taking some time with me.
Thanks so much.